This is the listening paper of the year 2013, Year 9 Final Examination in English. You are going to hear two different texts and do tasks on both of them. Turn to Task 1. Task 1. You are going to hear a talk about the London Olympics. You are going to hear the talk twice. Before you listen, read the sentences below. While you listen, tick the correct answer, A, B, or C. An example 0 has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the statements.
My name is Winifred Bindley. I was working as a volunteer for the Olympics in 1948. A friend of mine had said that she was going to apply, so I applied. They wanted volunteers to be stewards, and I applied to be a steward. And they wrote back and said yes, they hadn't even seen me. Had they known, they might not have said yes, but they did. Well, it was a big outing for everybody. I mean, you know, we hadn't had many outings. We'd just had 6 years, 7 years of war, so that people were sort of looking forward to having something different to think about. I don't remember the stadium being totally full at any point during the games. It was a rather down key event, I think, and it was because it was so soon after the end of the war. People were still recovering. Families were still getting together again, which they hadn't been. Children had been evacuated, people had been in the forces, and so on. And some of them finding it quite difficult. They'd got used to being in separate places and found that more convenient. I met some of the other people who were working there, and one of them was a nice young man who'd been singing in the choir for the opening ceremony and was also interested in athletics and turned up. But because he'd been singing in the choir, he used to leave his coat down in the room with all the workers rather than take it in with him. And then we got on the train to go back to Morden on the tube. But I didn't realise he lived in Morden, and I lived just beyond Morden. Eventually I married him. So that was very nice. I found it quite exciting because there were lots of people from other countries. We hadn't seen people from other countries except the Americans and the Canadians, and the Commonwealth people who'd come here to help us fight the war for a long time. So that was quite exciting. And they talked in different languages, which I hadn't really heard before. I might have done as a small child, but as a teenager, I'd never heard anything. So that was quite interesting as well. I remember the long distance running because there was a man called Zatopek who came from somewhere in Eastern Europe. And he was always about 10 minutes in advance of everybody else in the race. It was not a very high-profile event. You must remember, we didn't have television in those days, or most people didn't have television. I don't know whether it was televised. It was filmed, because I went to see the film afterwards. But I doubt whether there were even television cameras there. There was an opening ceremony, because there's always been an opening ceremony, but it was pretty low-key. I didn't get to see it, because I'm standing on the gate looking at tickets. But I heard about it from my colleagues. And there was a closing ceremony, again, quite a simple event, I think. I didn't get to see that either. And I can remember saying to my father, I don't know how they're going to get this organised in time. He said, in this country, we can organise anything. And that was so they did.
Listen again and check your answers.
My name is Winifred Bindley. I was working as a volunteer for the Olympics in 1948. A friend of mine had said that she was going to apply, so I applied. They wanted volunteers to be stewards, and I applied to be a steward. And they wrote back and said yes, they hadn't even seen me. Yeah, had they known, they might not have said yes, but they did. Well, it was a big outing for everybody. I mean, you know, we hadn't had many outings. We'd just had 6 years, 7 years of war. So that people were sort of looking forward to having something different to think about. And but they were. I don't remember the stadium being totally full at any point during the games. It was a rather down key event, I think. And it was because it was so soon after the end of the war. People were still recovering. Families were still getting together again, which they hadn't been. Children had been evacuated. People had been in the forces and so on. And some of them finding it quite difficult. They'd got used to being in separate places and found that more convenient. I met some of the other people who were working there. And one of them was a nice young man who'd been singing in the choir for the opening ceremony and was also interested in athletics and turned up. But because he'd been singing in the choir, he used to leave his coat down in the room with all the workers rather than take it in with him. And then we got on the train to go back to Morden on the tube. I didn't realise he lived in Morden and I lived just beyond Morden. Eventually I married him. So that was very nice. I found it quite exciting because there were lots of people from other countries. We hadn't seen people from other countries except the Americans and the Canadians and the Commonwealth people who'd come here to help us fight the war for a long time. So that was quite exciting. And they talked in different languages, which I hadn't really heard before. I might have done as a small child, but as a teenager, I'd never heard anything. So that was quite interesting as well. I remember the long distance running because there was a man called Zatopek who came from somewhere in Eastern Europe. And he was always about 10 minutes in advance of everybody else in the race. It was not a very high profile event. You must remember we didn't have television in those days, or most people didn't have television. I don't know whether it was televised. It was filmed because I went to see the film afterwards. But I doubt whether there were even television cameras there. There was an opening ceremony, because there's always been an opening ceremony, but it was pretty low-key. I didn't get to see it, because I'm standing on the gate looking at tickets. But I heard about it from my colleagues. And there was a closing ceremony, again, quite a simple event, I think. I didn't get to see that either. And I can remember saying to my father, I don't know how they're going to get this organised in time. He said, in this country, we can organise anything. And that was, so they did.
This is the end of task one. Turn to task two. Task two. You are going to hear a talk about a summer school. You will hear the talk twice. Before you listen, read the text below. While you listen, fill in the gaps in the text. Write no more than 4 words in each gap. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 45 seconds to read the sentences.
Vibrant, multicultural, historical, financial, a city that never sleeps. London, one of the most exciting capitals in the world, is home to International House London. From palaces and castles to modern architecture, such as the Swiss Rebuilding and the London Eye, London has something for everyone. with over 240 free attractions, including museums, street performers, markets, galleries and parks, what better place to practice your English? Situated in the heart of the capital, in the trendy district of Covent Garden, the school is walking distance from shops, international hotels, restaurants and pubs. Occupying a brand new purpose-built facility, 4 minutes from the Covent Garden Piazza, the school combines historical views with the modern, cutting-edge facilities that our students expect. International House Covent Garden offers 52 air-conditioned classrooms, self-access centre, digital language lab, library, cafe, sky lounge, quiet areas, and of course, our student service team. The new school and Covent Garden are both stunning locations for social programme activities, contact with educational staff and the opportunity to relax and enjoy good food and conversation. Our professional and friendly multilingual student services team serve as the first point of contact for all our students in the school. Whether you have a question regarding your course or your stay in London, the student services team will be able to help you get the answers you require to make your stay in London a rewarding and enjoyable experience. The school's cafe and bar offer all students and staff a selection of hot and cold snacks and drinks throughout the day. Often the meeting place for many students, the cafe serves as an important location for students to relax with their new friends and practice the English they have learnt. An exciting and dynamic programme of social and cultural activities lies at the heart of any stay at International House London. Our social programme officers produce a monthly calendar of events for the school, ranging from free walks and events to weekend day trips around Britain. Immerse yourself in the history of London by visiting places such as the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, St Paul's Cathedral and, of course, a traditional British pub. Museums and exhibitions make up some of the many free attractions in the capital. If it's evening entertainment you are looking for, why not visit the West End for dinner, music and dancing? If you are looking for something more in tune with your English studies, International House London organises regular international conversation exchanges and pronunciation workshops. Student parties also provide a fantastic opportunity to meet fellow students and practice the conversational language they have learnt in class. If there is something you wish to do during your stay in London, but this does not appear in our programme, the team will happily give you information on how to arrange your own social activities. The social programme provides an ideal situation for you to make new friends, practice your English, and relax and enjoy the sights and sounds of London. The school boasts a large resource centre, offering a wide range of material from over 10,000 textbooks to magazines and journals. The centre provides an invaluable reference archive. Our team of librarians are on hand to give help and advice, and students are invited to borrow text or make use of the on-site photocopying facilities.
Listen again and check your answers.
Vibrant, multicultural, historical, financial, a city that never sleeps. London, one of the most exciting capitals in the world, is home to International House London. From palaces and castles to modern architecture, such as the Swiss Rebuilding and the London Eye, London has something for everyone. With over 240 free attractions, including museums, street performers, markets, galleries and parks, what better place to practice your English? Situated in the heart of the capital, in the trendy district of Covent Garden, the school is walking distance from shops, international hotels, restaurants and pubs. Occupying a brand new purpose-built facility 4 minutes from the Covent Garden Piazza, the school combines historical views with the modern, cutting-edge facilities that our students expect. International House Covent Garden offers 52 air-conditioned classrooms, self-access centre, digital language lab, library, cafe, sky lounge, quiet areas, and of course, our student service team. The new school and Covent Garden are both stunning locations for social programme activities, contact with educational staff, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy good food and conversation. Our professional and friendly multilingual student services team serve as the first point of contact for all our students in the school. Whether you have a question regarding your course or your stay in London, the student services team will be able to help you get the answers you require to make your stay in London a rewarding and enjoyable experience. The school's cafe and bar offer all students and staff a selection of hot and cold snacks and drinks throughout the day. Often the meeting place for many students, the cafe serves as an important location for students to relax with their new friends and practice the English they have learnt. An exciting and dynamic programme of social and cultural activities lies at the heart of any stay at International House London. Our social programme officers produce a monthly calendar of events for the school, ranging from free walks and events to weekend day trips around Britain. Immerse yourself in the history of London by visiting places such as the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, St Paul's Cathedral, and of course, a traditional British pub. Museums and exhibitions make up some of the many free attractions in the capital. If it's evening entertainment you are looking for, why not visit the West End for dinner, music and dancing? If you are looking for something more in tune with your English studies, International House London organises regular international conversation exchanges and pronunciation workshops. Student parties also provide a fantastic opportunity to meet fellow students and practice the conversational language they have learnt in class. If there is something you wish to do during your stay in London, but this does not appear in our programme, the team will happily give you information on how to arrange your own social activities. The social programme provides an ideal situation for you to make new friends, practice your English, and relax and enjoy the sights and sounds of London. The school boasts a large resource centre, offering a wide range of material from over 10,000 textbooks to magazines and journals. The centre provides an invaluable reference archive. Our team of librarians are on hand to give help and advice, and students are invited to borrow text or make use of the on-site photocopying facilities.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.